Well, I mean, Bucks in six.
I mean, what else was I supposed to say? We're going to lose and we're going to get swept? I mean, yeah, Bucks in six always. That's for the culture.
Bucks fans, coming to you live from Athens. We are in the place where Giannis's story of basketball begins, and it's that time of year again where the Bucks are about to embark on a quest for another championship. My name is KJ Eichstead. I'm joined by my co-host Alex. Alex, how you doing?
Bucks fans, KJ, I'm doing great. Happy to be in Greece for the opener. Ike Bucks podcast, ready for another great year. We're very happy to have everyone with us listening today. So stoked because I'm getting a feeling about how Giannis's story came about being in Athens. We're having these great vibes and we're excited to talk about the season and how good this team can be, which is championship caliber. So let's get back to another championship and let's have Giannis lead us there. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Bucks fans, we're just so excited to be back with all of y'all again. Like, you know, the playoffs run, how much fun was that, right? The 2021 championship run, and then 2022, we fell short, unfortunately, but the expectation remains the same. Alex said it right off the bat. Anything less than a championship is considered a failure on this podcast, on the Bucks team, you know, to the individual players. Everyone is pulling in the same direction, and that's why the Bucks chose to bring back more pieces of last year's team than any other roster in the NBA. The Bucks are running it back. A lot of people think that if they had a healthy Chris Middleton for the playoffs last year, they could have beaten the Boston Celtics. I happen to agree with that. And honestly, there's no reason they couldn't have won a title last year. Unfortunately, the injury bug bit the Bucks a little bit, and that probably stemmed from the Bucks playing deep, deep, deep into the end of the season the previous year, going right over to the Olympic Games or whatever that was, and then having another quick turnaround for the season because the Bucks won the championship. And the NBA starts mid-October these days, so naturally, Chris Middleton, you know, he broke down a little bit and he couldn't really play with us at the end of the year. But it doesn't mean that a fully loaded Bucks squad can't beat the Warriors, can't beat really whoever. You know, the Philadelphia 76ers, that's who we're playing to kick off our season. You got James Harden, you got Joel Embiid. It's 2:30 in the morning, local Athens time, so we're going to be staying up late. Bucks fans, if you're around the world listening to this, we'll be right there with you. If you're in Athens, send us a DM. Maybe we'll link up. But yeah, man, I just want to say, speaking of Athens, for anyone listening to this, Alex and I started Ike Bucks back in 2017 when we realized there just really wasn't any Bucks coverage to speak of. You know, we wanted to kind of give the fans a voice, and it was this vision we had to one day win a championship and turn this brand into something that can help us achieve our dreams. And now we're coming to you live from Athens. It's crazy how 5 years later things can work. And I think just anyone listening to this, let Ike Bucks be the proof. Let us be the proof that you can do anything you set your mind to. If you want to make a Bucks account and you think it's going to be, and you put in the time and you know, you really give your all to it, there's no reason you can't turn that into something that takes you around the world to the homeland of Giannis. You know, we're going to do the whole Greece. Like, we're doing Athens, we're going to the islands, we're doing Crete, Santorini, Mykonos, back to Athens. It's really a dream come true. And I just want to say, we couldn't have done this without all of you just listening in and helping us build this brand. So it's a special moment for us. It's a special moment tonight. Alex, do you have any words to add before we dive into the Bucks a little more?
Bucks fans, you're going to be updated every step of the way on our Greece trip, where if we see someplace cool, if we see something related to Giannis. But one thing KG didn't mention was, back in 2017, teams were trying to get Giannis out of Milwaukee. They were doing everything they could. Like a, you know, prying a door open. They were trying to rip Giannis out of Milwaukee, but his roots are so loyal. And we're getting a feel for that so far of what Athens is and what the people here love about the city, the history. And this is why Giannis stayed in Milwaukee. And he didn't stay just to win one championship. He stayed to win multiple championships, to have his name in the Raptors, to be the best player in Milwaukee franchise history. And the way he's going to cement that is by winning a second championship
in small market Milwaukee.
In small market Milwaukee, because he's battled this summer for small market Greece. You think about the European championships. He's been playing in those. really keeping his competitiveness high level. He said it in an interview that, hey, the NBA, there's so much space. The court is so big that the teams don't really pack it in.
And there's no defense.
So that there's all offense. And so Giannis has been working this summer against tough defense where, you know, guys in the gym like Devin Booker in the past want just one-on-one easy defense in the offseason. Giannis has been putting himself through the ringer, fighting a ton of tough European and world international players. And he's experienced, you know,
just growth, steady growth
because of it, adversity because of it, despite being a champion that all these maybe other players around the league have just been enjoying their offseason. Giannis, he's been grinding, and I'm so excited to see the next level of his game.
Well, and back to your point about the loyalty, Bucks fans, it is truly unreal being, like, on the ground here in Athens. There's like there's like 10 million, 14 million people in Greece total.
13 million, I think.
And half of the entire population live in this city. And Greece is a pretty big, spread out place. Like, there's a huge mainland.
Look, Bucks fans.
And there's huge islands, too. Like, and so much of the population is living in Greece. And there's people on top of each other. There's street markets. There's mopeds driving around. The traffic is crazy. You know, the taxi drivers are friendly. Everyone, like, in certain European countries, there's, like, the native language and there's English underneath it. In Greece, there's literally just pure Greek, you know? So it's fun. Like, we're immersed in the place. We're walking the same streets that Giannis grew up in. But there's this sense of he is truly, like, this nation's hero. He is this nation's hero. I mean, you have the ancient Greeks, like the Plato, the Aristotle, the Socrates.
They're selling his jersey right next to those paintings of these guys.
Yeah, and it's crazy, Bucks fans. There's, like, statues of, like, you
Sparta.
Know, these Sparta, like, ancient Greek philosophers. Like,
you seen that movie?
Achilles, like, all these ancient Greek heroes. And then Giannis's jersey is probably the most popular jersey here. Like,
oh, yeah. We've seen Bucks jerseys.
Yeah.
They're selling Bucks jerseys on the street here. And that's just so cool because you're not seeing New York Knicks jerseys. You're not seeing Philadelphia 76ers jerseys.
Yep.
You're seeing Bucks jerseys. And so I think a nation here also wants to see Milwaukee do well.
Well, no, and it's like back to the loyalty thing. Like, there's a real sense of community.
Mm-hmm.
People pull for their families here, you know. It's really like you can't make it without it. You know, it's tough on the streets here, Bucks fans. Like, I mean, some of these different countries, like in America, luckily, for the most part, things are decent. You know, same with a lot of other countries in Europe, but Greece is the real deal. Like, it's tough. You can't just, you know, be born and expect to have an easy life. Like, it's a tough life. So just to see, like, the homelessness, you know, like, the, frankly, like, it's, you know, it's just, like, unlike any place we've ever been yet, but the weather's been great. And it's really special to kind of see just like the roots of Giannis here. But back to the Bucks, I think I want to start off by saying my prediction, and that's I predict the Bucks will get to the NBA Finals. I predict we're going to win a championship, right? It's almost like a three-round fight where, or like, let's say three fights. Like, you might, like, yeah, the Bucks won the first round. The second round, you know, we had another go-round the year after. The Celtics ended up beating us. The Warriors ended up beating them. But this is, like, the final, like, the best of three. I think the Bucks are going to get a second title this year. So that's my expectation, and that's also my prediction. I think Chris is hurt to start the year. Pat's hurt to start the year. But really, I see that as, like, load management in disguise. Like, yeah, these guys got little nicked up injuries. But really, the NBA season is too long. Like, it's way too long. You know, October all the way to the end of June, it's super long. And it's, you know, you might...
We're going to see some bad basketball.
Yeah. We're going to see good basketball, bad basketball, everything in between. But I think the season really kicks into gear in, like, Christmas time. Mm-hmm. And then again after the trade deadline. Like, last year we saw a noticeable difference after the Bucks, like, that February deadline. You know, it's like, okay, now we take the games more seriously than I do in October. You know, and so the Bucks aren't even fully healthy yet. We have two of our, you know, top pieces missing. But that's because we want them here in the summer when we're going to need them. You know, May and June in the playoff run. Coach Bud is back. Coach Bud is back. You know, regardless of how you feel about him, he's back. Hey, we've had our frustrations with Coach Bud. The man did help Milwaukee win a title. He may have cost Milwaukee some points in some close games in the last playoff run. But he's back, you know, continuity there. Bobby Portis signed a deal to remain in Milwaukee. You gotta love that. We bring in Joe Ingles, or Ingles,
like that.
You know, a sharpshooter from deep. But really, it's like the same squad. Alex, I guess just like initial predictions, expectations, and thoughts on this roster for Bucks fans.
My prediction, Bucks fans, is that within the next two seasons, the Bucks will be in a championship again. And the reason is last year, it's very hard to repeat, right? Unless you load up and get a Kevin Durant when you're already a super team.
Yeah.
It's very hard to repeat because of just health concerns, right? In NBA, you might just have a player slip on the court. Like Chris Middleton, wet spot on the court, you know, and he's out of the playoffs. The Bucks, they can't let that happen to themselves. And I think the only reason I'm not going to say this year, like KJ, is because I do see some familiar faces, for better and for worse, but some of these guys we may learn might be too old this season,
okay,
right?
Okay, first and foremost, I want to say, Alex, question for you, and question for Bucks fans everywhere. Bucks fans, this is a question we all have, but why is George Hill still on the team, man?
Because he's tight with Bud.
He must know something we don't, right? Because that's my one beef so far.
I'm skeptical. Bucks fans,
I don't like that George Hill is still here. I think, like, I predicted it on record time and time again. He's not helping you towards a championship. Basketball is not his number one thing.
Heck of a point guard.
He hurt us last year. He was part of the reason we did not win a championship. The year prior, when we didn't have George Hill sabotaging our squad, we won a championship, and now you bring him back, which I was skeptical at the time, and for good reason. He did his best to really help us lose games. Sometimes we overcame it, other times we didn't. We couldn't do any worse than George Hill, and for that reason, what are your thoughts on maybe Kemba Walker, who was waived again? You know, we need help at a backup point guard
spot. Kemba Walker? I've always liked Kemba from the UConn days, but I don't know if Kemba Walker... It would be a great backup point guard to have. I mean, but I don't know if he's willing to settle for that role.
Yeah.
But
on a championship contender with Giannis, is someone who kind of built his career in Charlotte.
That could
like
be
smaller
different,
market.
Right? But maybe you then have him in the two guard.
Someone to handle the ball. Like, got Pat.
The
Bucks
need another backup. And this is something we're going to find out over the season, right? Is Lopez able to go the full 80? You know, George Hill willing, like, showing that he can play in the playoffs.
Bro, George Hill cannot play in the playoffs. Like, I'm going to answer that right now.
So that means that, hey, maybe Horst and maybe the Bucks as a franchise are thinking, hey, we don't need to splash the cash. You see all these ridiculous deals going around in free agency. Guys getting 20-plus million when they hardly do anything and definitely don't even come close to winning championships.
Yeah.
And I think Horst is like, look, we're going to let the chips fall in the first half of the season. Our roster is good enough to be in the playoffs.
It's going to be some bio candidates.
When we get Chris back, when we get Pat back, we're going to be one of the top four rosters in the NBA. And at some point, there's going to be a team that's looking to get rid of their point guard or their ball handler. Or maybe the Bucks can swing a deal in that situation and get someone for cheaper or get a player that's on a hot streak. So I think, you know, the backup ball handler market this offseason wasn't very great. But I would be surprised if he's not looking there or center as things progress throughout the year, because I think, you know, running it back is great, but not when you don't win the championship the year before.
Exactly. And I think that can largely be traced to, like, Chris's health and George Hill's just absolute garbage play. But without spending all the time on there, like, we would like to see an upgrade in the backup point guard spot, but I feel good about the team. I think that backup center who you seek is actually Giannis in disguise. I think, like, there's no really any room on these teams for, like, three centers. It's like you might have, like, one true center, like Lopez, and then you probably have, like, a point forward who can play all five positions, like a Draymond, you know, like a LeBron, like a, you know, KD or whoever. Like, he's not as good on defense as Draymond or LeBron or Giannis. But, like, I think Giannis is that backup set. Like, I want the minutes to go to him instead of someone else who, like, I don't know if I would want in the playoffs for those minutes to be used by anyone not Lopez and not Giannis. Because, like, even in the final game, right, when the Bucks were Game 7 in Boston, the Bucks completely crumbled besides, like, Lopez is one of the few guys who was, like, dunking hard through three guys and, like, well, the rest of the team, like, Grayson Allen completely folded, you know. Yeah. Bobby was a different player. Luckily, Bucks fans, Bobby Portis and Grayson Allen have been working with lethal shooters. So that's something I like to see. They're doing what they can to improve their skills, similar to how Pat worked with Kyle Korver back when everyone seemed to think he was a fringe player. You know, we've got some connections with Pat, so we were able to, like, kind of get that intel that he's been working behind the scenes with Korver, and now he's one of, like, the top, really one of the most unsung guards in the NBA.
If he had a lot of Korver in his game.
If he had a salary, like, if Pat Connaughton had a salary equivalent to, like, something in the 20 millions, he would be looked at as a completely different player. But he signed the deal of the century because he's that kind of guy. He's one of the true, like, prizes on this Bucks team. Every single team would want a Pat Connaughton. Every single playoff team. Any final thoughts on the roster before we talk about maybe some of these threats in the NBA to a Bucks title? Like contenders in the East, contenders in the West.
I have one more player I want to talk about.
Yeah.
I want to talk about one more player before that, and that's Bobby Portis. I don't know, Bucks fans, if we can rely on him like we did 2 years ago. And the reason is because Bobby Portis had his I don't want to say greatest moment, but for maybe his career, that could be the arc, right? The
top. Could
I think we're going to have to rely on someone new. Maybe it is, you know, a different player, some guy like Pat who has his best performance in the playoffs.
Well, maybe Pat even takes another leap, right? Like, maybe he starts averaging, like, 18 a game. 18, 6, and 6. Like, he can rebound. He can pass. He's got vision. He's got smarts. Like,
But also, it could be, you know, it could be Ingles, right? It could be having the three-point shot back on the Bucks where they're able to consistently hit threes this year, and that makes them so dangerous because then you got to go out and guard the shooters. You got Giannis who can then attack the rim, and maybe this team has to change its, like, it can't run it back as the team that won it 2 years ago. It has to be maybe a little different style.
Well, and another guy I actually think we should touch on is Marjan, right? Like, our first-round pick, Marjan, Bucks fans. He looks promising. Like, he looks like he has confidence out there. And the thing that separates him is he can play defense. You know, like, you're not going to get on the court, Jordan Nwora, if you can't play defense for a good team. Like, maybe
exposed in the playoffs.
Well, you just can't even be out there.
No.
Like even on the – maybe on the
George Hill in the playoffs couldn't play D.
No shit, man. George Hill is awful. But, like, you know, it's like on the Rockets you might be able to get away with being someone who is all offense. Like, Jordan Nwora could find a home on the Rockets or a team of that similar identity. But you're not touching the floor in the playoffs unless you can play defense. So it'll be interesting to see if Marjan can, like, really just carve out a rotation role because the Bucks are absolutely starved for young players, Bucks fans. Like, the Warriors, part of their reason they were able to repeat is because they were able to get youth to go along with their aging core. And not just youth, like, darn good max player-worthy youth. Like, Jordan Poole is balling on them. And, like, you know, these other wing guys like Kuminga and, you know, like, Wiseman didn't really contribute much, but they have a nice little young nucleus. The Bucks kind of traded away a lot of their firsts with the Jrue Holiday deal. Some other deals, and basically Marjan was our last first for a while. We don't have many draft picks, but I think that he's someone to keep an eye on. My expectations actually are pretty low. Like, he's a guy who came from the G League, so I don't expect him to actually play and really make an impact, because how often does someone from the G League actually make an impact, especially in their rookie year, or someone who went straight from high school to the NBA? It's extremely rare. So for Marjan, you know, I think I like what I'm seeing so far. He's got promise, but I think we should keep expectations pretty low.
Teams I want to talk about are the Celtics and the Warriors. Because
the two biggest threats
have both taken massive in-house L's this offseason, Bucks fans. First, Ime Udoka situation. Don't really know all the details there, but, you know, a train wreck.
Did he get screwed or did he get screwed? You know, like, I don't know the details either, but it seems
it's
like...
It seems like win a championship. That's what, like, I'm saying. It's like, not helping
them. Does that help them or hurt them in a quest to repeat? I would argue that in itself is like the... That's going to be, like, a crutch for them.
Yeah.
You know, like a hindrance. The Warriors, what was your thing that they didn't do?
The Warriors, you know, Draymond Green.
Oh,
punching Jordan Poole in practice. Losing his cool. The guy who, his entire career, we were waiting for this moment. Draymond finally shows that, hey, all this talk on his podcast, he can't handle the heat sometimes. The heat that he gives to other people.
Yeah, he can't take in returns.
Yeah, and thinks he can get away with that type of garbage. The only reason he's been able to get away with it is because he's on the Warriors.
Yeah, pretty much. And, like, Draymond Green, let me just say that I like a lot of his game. And a lot of what I like is the fact that he's a tough player and he, like, plays defense and he's versatile. I really just can't freaking stand him. Like, if he wasn't such an a-hole and, like,
so loud.
Like, no good person, Cold Cox's teammate, no matter what happens.
Yeah,
like beat him on the court, man. You know how many times LeBron probably wanted to Cold Cox someone? How about Giannis when Carmelo was jawing at him and being extra physical with him? You don't think Alex or myself might have wanted to, at one point in our lives, want to Cold Cox someone on the other team, on the basketball court, on the soccer field, wherever it was? You see these baseball players charging the mound, but truly, you can't, like, no one does that, man. Like, and it's, even if they say it's water under the bridge, no. It ain't good when you get slugged in the face from your, supposedly your team. Like, it ain't cool after that.
No.
It ain't cool, man. It ain't cool.
So, they're going to have some growing pains. That's what I'm going to say. The Warriors have the talent. The Celtics have tons of talent. But they have a head coaching problem. And now the Warriors have an in-house locker room problem.
Chemistry problem.
Chemistry problem. Is Jordan Poole going to think this year he has to be the one?
Well, he just signed his big deal, and what that was, like, after he got punched in the face, I guarantee he was like, man, F this. Like, I can go be great somewhere, but that's called when life hands you $140 million, you just got to sign the paper.
that's called thinking a little reality.
Using your noggin, right? Yeah. Using your brain. And it's really
not
cool
overcomplicating things.
Let's actually take a moment to applaud Jordan Poole, another Milwaukee kid who made it out and is doing amazing things. You got Tyler Herro signing a big deal. Jordan Poole signing a big deal. Two Milwaukee kids. Kevon Looney won another ring with the Golden State Warriors. Like, Milwaukee has talent that's within its basketball ranks, Bucks fans. But yeah, you know, I agree with both those points. I think that's high-level analysis. Boston Celtics, that's, you know, coaching affects chemistry, you know, yada, yada, yada. Think about the rhythm they were humming in. Like, you can't exactly just replicate that with a different guy. Like, there's so many things that had to fall into place over the course of a year for them to finally get that rhythm. And, like, that's in jeopardy now. I know they won their opener, but it's like, let's be real. They have some talent on the team. The Warriors, you hit it on the head, man. Like, nothing was the same after that. And they're going to make a deep playoff run. I just don't know if I see them winning it. But, yeah, like, those are probably the top two contenders, in my opinion, for a championship outside of Milwaukee.
Who's the fourth best team?
If you think
you got
team?
Milwaukee, you have Golden State,
I think it's the
Boston.
Memphis Grizzlies.
Okay, Memphis Grizzlies.
Yeah, Memphis Grizzlies, John Morant, Jaren Jackson Jr., Desmond Bane, Dylan Brooks, Brandon Clark, and rising roster that's hungry. You know, like, think about the fight they put up last year. And, you know, like, Ja got hurt at the end. Like, they're hungry. And just like the Bucks, they got to the top of the mountain. You tried to repeat, it didn't work out. Now the Bucks are hungry again. And so those are two teams. It wouldn't surprise me if they met in the finals, honestly. Like, it would. Like, I think Memphis could surprise a lot of people. That's my bold take, Bucks fans, to begin the year. Memphis Grizzlies facing the Bucks in the finals as my alternate to the Golden State Warriors. Like I think probably a 55% chance the Warriors are in the finals. I think probably like a, you know, a 35% chance it's the Grizzlies, but then I think the field is like that extra, you know, 10-20%.
Then I want to talk about a couple other teams that are on the fringe, KJ. Luka Doncic.
I don't see it.
Dallas,
I don't
not
going
to be it. Okay, what about
player,
the Suns?
The Suns, man, same stuff. You know, you got, like, just drama around them. Like, you know, their owners is trying to sell the team. The NBA is trying to make it seem like, you know, it's just like a terrible, toxic culture. And I'm sure the culture had problems, but you don't make it to the finals if it's so, so, so bad, in my opinion. Like, and that's just one person's opinion, so feel free to disagree, Bucks fans. But, like, yes, every company is not perfect. You know, like, every culture probably has its small-scale issues, and hopefully they don't have their large-scale issues, but they're making it seem like the Phoenix Suns, like, you couldn't even go into work without, like, You couldn't even go into work. They're making it seem like it's that bad. I don't know if it was as bad as they say. I think there were certainly problems there that should have been addressed, and they are being addressed. But, like, I think they're a darn good team, and I just think that drama is going to hurt them. And it's not because it's like, well, then there's a DeAndre Ayton thing, right? Like, just a clown, man. You know, like, you got paid a max deal and you're pouting? Bro, you ain't worth a max deal.
I know. He's lucky he got that max deal. Yeah, oh, it's my goodness.
Well, then there's the Denver Nuggets.
Nuggets.
Who bring back Jamal Murray. I think they could... They're a sleeper, but, like, they're probably, like, that team right behind the Warriors and the Grizzlies in the West, in my opinion.
3-4 seed.
You know, I know a lot of people are high on the Clippers. Kawhi, you can never bet against Kawhi. I gotta have them.
This might be the downfall.
I gotta see it to believe it with the Clippers. You know, like, I do not want to discount
them. I ain't buying it.
Yeah, I just ain't buying yet. I'm not buying yet. I want to see the product in action. I want to see the product on the court.
Here's a thing to think about, Bucks fans. Our division is no longer just a cakewalk like it has been the past few years. Chicago.
I mean, you got
Cleveland. Improving roster, the Cavs.
The Heat are going to be good. They're not in our division, but they're in our conference. You know, the Sixers. I'm not as worried about the Sixers as I am the Heat, to be honest. I think James Harden himself will prevent a team from winning an NBA championship. I honestly believe that, Bucks fans, and maybe I'll be proven wrong. I just don't see James Harden winning a title or a team that has him on the team winning a title. I really think he is that detrimental. But the Heat usually play like a cohesive unit. Like, maybe they could really be there at the end. I think it's going to be Bucks-Celtics again in the Eastern Conference Finals, but it very well could be Bucks-Heat. I don't know if it's going to be Bucks-Sixers. That's our game tonight.
Is Brooklyn over?
Brooklyn, man. Drama.
I think
drama.
It's, so like, Ben Simmons goes out and puts up 4 points after people are taking shots at Giannis all offseason. Gilbert broke arenas.
Gilbert, hashtag, pull out one of the locker room, I'm broke arenas. Like, Gilbert Arenas was one of the coolest players ever before he had the gun incident. Like, Agent Zero, DC, Arizona Guard, filling it up.
He ain't right, Bucks fans. He ain't right in his mental.
Yeah,
and either
well, he's salty.
Is Ben Simmons, and that's not going to help out Brooklyn. They started him. Imagine how pissed you would be if you're a player on, like, Patty Mills doing everything right in practice, coming from the San Antonio Spurs where you have high values and
no
tangibles.
One respects Ben Simmons, man.
And nobody. Ben Simmons starts over you.
It's well, it's crazy,
and he goes
but like,
sucks. He misses both his free throws.
Like, Kyrie Irving does not respect Ben Simmons. Kevin Durant does not respect Ben Simmons. Steve Nash does not respect Ben Simmons.
Giannis.
But we'll say the right
absolutely
thing.
Absolutely does not.
Giannis will not respect Ben Simmons either. And you know who else I don't respect? The Minnesota Timberwolves.
Ooh.
Who are a rising team.
Forgot
Bucks
about
fans.
The T-Wolves.
They brought Rudy Gobert in a move very
ooh,
similar
that could
to,
be,
you know, Cavs
oh,
brought
Donovan Mitchell
to the Cavs. Like,
yeah.
I also think he's a little bit of a, like, I don't see him being the guy. You know, I wouldn't have gave up that package for Donovan. I like the move. Like, I think it's going to make them.
He's young.
It's going to, but, like, I just think he's at his ceiling. I think, like, how much more upside does he have to grow into? Like, he's not super long and athletic like a Giannis or like a, frankly, like, even an Anthony Edwards. Like, Anthony Edwards is raw and talented, but, like, he's got upside oozing out of his every move. Like, LaMelo Ball, you know, he's not the athlete that Anthony Edwards is. Like, he
a lot of people would say Donovan
might be slept on,
but he might be further than those two players you named, Anthony Edwards and LaMelo, when it all shakes out. The Jazz kind of blew up their whole roster. A name to keep an eye on, Bucks fans, Mike Conley.
Is he a guy to
bring to Milwaukee?
I would love to have Mike Conley man our backup point guard spot, but I think the theme of this
Drew Holiday. Let's talk about Drew Holiday, though, a little bit, because he struggled
number
on
three,
his offensive
not a
game.
Number two. Not a number two. Number three. You know, like, he's a number three. He's a firm number three. Like, Chris is not a number one, right, Bucks fans? Like, if you're talking about number ones, number twos, and number threes, like, I'm just going to go out and say it. Like, Donovan Mitchell's not a one. You know, he's probably, like, a two or a three. He's probably a three,
he's
maybe.
He's a two.
You're saying you'd rather have Donovan Mitchell than Drew? Because I'd actually take Drew.
I think Donovan Mitchell is more comparable to Chris Middleton than he is Drew Holiday. He can put up 50 points.
You're right. Okay. But yeah, the Cavs will be interesting. I just don't see, like, a true star. Like, if we look at some of these top teams, Stephen Curry, top of sport tier star. The Milwaukee Bucks, Giannis, top of sport tier star. The LA Clippers, you got Kawhi Leonard and even Paul George, like, two top of sport tier stars if everything's clicking.
Still ain't buying it.
the Boston Celtics, Jason Tatum, top of sport,
yeah,
tier sport. They got a one, too. Jalen Brown, though, not a number one. He's a number two. Mm-hmm. Like I don't feel bad saying that. Like, he is, like, the Chris
and Marcus Smart probably won't have the same year he did last year.
Unless they freaking give him all the calls like they always do to his pathetic gameplay. It's just pathetic. Not Marcus Smart fans over here. Philadelphia 76ers, Embiid, like, top of tier sport.
Is he legit?
Player,
can but he win a championship?
He's a five, so he's usually dependent on getting the ball from his teammates who, you know, they frankly take away his touches. Memphis Grizzlies, Ja Morant, top of sport tier star. Denver Nuggets, you could say maybe Jokic is, but, like, Jamal Murray, I don't think is a one. I think he's, like, a two.
Here's a question for you.
Phoenix Suns, Devin Booker.
Team no one's talking about.
Maybe, like, a two. They probably have two twos in there.
The Pelicans. Return of Zion Williamson. They have Brandon Ingram, improved player, and they have C.J. McCollum, decent shooter. Is that,
I like him.
Is that core good enough to do some damage in the West, though?
Could they be a top four seed in the West?
Depends how good Zion is.
They might be able to. Yeah. Like, I think they're
now
a better.
Now they have Zion and Ingram.
I like them better than the Wolves, man. I just don't know about the Wolves. And for that reason, and Donovan Mitchell, like, he had Rudy Gobert covering for him. You know, like, that makes a lot of people's problems easy. It makes Joe Ingles look better.
It makes the whole team go easy.
There's a chance that Joe Ingles is, like, unplayable in the playoffs simply because he can't move. You know, he's an unathletic white boy from Australia. It's just facts. Like, you know, he is. And there's a very good chance he's almost like a Kyle Korver, where when you got Rudy Gobert's 7'9 wingspan, like, guarding the whole freaking side of the court for you,
you can
keep a Joe Ingles on the floor.
Fuck, we got Giannis.
But, like, Joe Ingles, you know, like, he's not like he can really move his feet like you need to do in the NBA. He's a really good shooter, man.
We'll see how,
like,
he turns out. I think he's a very exciting
player.
I like
him in aggregate.
I really like his game, and I think
I'm not talking crap. I'm just saying, like,
I think he's a good addition.
I'm just pointing out the fact that the man is not as athletic as the average NBA player.
I think I have more faith in him than Grayson Allen.
I would say you have every reason to. You know, like,
yeah,
Grayson Allen still needs to kind of prove it. But if you're working with Lethal Shooter, it means you're all about getting better, and I appreciate that. New Orleans Pelicans, man, I'm glad you brought them up, because I actually really am buying the Brandon Ingram stock. I really am.
He was tall.
I think that he's got so much skill. Like, he's got, like, there's nowhere he can't get a bucket from.
Oh, yeah.
He's just skinny like KD. Like, what if Brandon Ingram, this is a completely, like, crazy take, but, like, I'm just going to put it in the universe. What if he just keeps on adding this, like, game to his game, like, these skills to his game, these moves to his game every offseason, but he's just so freaking skinny that, like,
they've got three bucket getters, though. Like, Brandon Ingram can find his offense. Then you've got Zion,
like,
you can
CJ,
dump it to.
Super smart. And like, CJ. The leader. He's a leader, you know, and that team has a leader. Okay, let's talk leaders real quick among contenders, right?
Giannis,
so the
as
Warriors,
good as
it gets. The Warriors have, you know, their coach is a leader, Curry's a leader, Draymond Green's a vocal on-court leader, right? Because Klay Thompson is a quiet guy, you know, Jordan Poole's not really the leader yet. Like, Milwaukee Bucks, Giannis is a leader, and we know Pat's a leader as well. Let's see.
Chris is a leader on the court.
Chris is also a vocal leader on the court. LA Clippers, I don't know, man. You know, I think they lack leadership. I really do. I think
Paul George might be the year it blows up in Clippers land.
But Kawhi's not really a leader. He does his own thing. Boston Celtics, you know, Marcus Smart's obviously their leader. Horford is a tremendous, tremendous player. I mean, you know what I don't like is the fact they got Malcolm Brogdon. Malcolm Brogdon, the Celtics, absolutely hate that move.
Do not want to see Brogdon get the better of us.
Do not. 76ers, you know, Doc Rivers is like a vocal leader, but he's on the court. Like, Embiid is someone who says what he thinks, but he's not like the most effective leader. James Harden is the opposite of a leader. So it's like they're without a leader, and that hurts you. If you want to win the big one, you need leadership. Memphis Grizzlies, Ja Morant completely changed the culture. You know, like, he completely changed the culture. They got their leader. Denver Nuggets, I think Jokic, you know, he's probably their leader.
Yeah, he played well and beat Giannis in the Euros, which is actually...
Phoenix Suns, you got Chris Paul, but, like, Devin Booker's not the leader. And I think Chris Paul's like the leader, but I think that team has like two twos. I don't think they have a single one.
No.
And like they have like a two, and Ayton's like a four. Like he's not even like a three to me.
No.
So I think they're capped. Miami Heat, like, they don't really have a leader besides Pat Riley and Eric Spoelstra. So that's kind of one of the things that Jimmy's like a great player, but he's not the best leader. Like he's,
no, he's not.
He's a hard worker, yeah, and a hard player.
He gets under his own teammates' skin maybe too much.
Yeah, I mean, like, I personally like Jimmy Butler.
I love him, but yeah. I don't know if he can be the one.
Luka Doncic, I think he's growing into being a leader, but, like, you know, Jason Kidd, Luka, not the most defined leaders, in my opinion. I think it's going to cap that.
I don't know if he has the grit factor.
Brooklyn Nets, KD and Kyrie Irving, Ben Simmons, I just don't see a capable leader on that team.
Bucks fans, here's something I want to bring up. How many teams are going to be tanking this season after a certain point and looking to offload any player that's decent quality for this new lengthy...
Victor Wembanyama.
Yeah, Victor Wembanyama, who looks a lot like Giannis with a three-point shot at his age. It's ridiculous.
He looks like the best prospect in the history of the game.
I know. And I think... you're going to see teams from the get-go throwing the towel.
Yeah,
I don't give a
about what happens this season. It's all about Victor. And... I think not only does his tape look elite, he literally came to our country. Like, after, you know, we just flew across the ocean to get to Greece. It takes it out of you. Like, anytime you cross the ocean, it's a draining thing. And he came up against what was supposed to be the number two overall pick in the draft, and it outplayed him. Like, he balled all over him. You know, like, oh, man, I'm excited about him, but you're right, Alex. There's going to be tanking galore.
And there's going to be players on the block because of that. So the Bucks may be looking to add. I think I look at the Lakers roster, and they need more pieces. They have no talent. I could see them absolutely getting demolished this year.
Mm-hmm.
They might be looking to add or offload. And
I think the Kings are going to tank.
I could even see Atlanta looking to offload some of its players. You know, they kind of messed that up.
Atlanta's cap, man. Like, Trae Young, if he's your best guy, you're cap. I'm sorry. You're not winning anything. Portland Trailblazers, Damian Lillard, certified superstar and leader.
Is it time to tank for the Blazers?
I think they got to trade him, man. Like, you're not going to – like, they're not good enough to win, but, like –
it's a pride factor for them.
You know, you have a superstar player with tons of value, like, who's committed to the franchise. They're a unique team. The Blazers are a unique case. The Wizards, they'll be tanking for Wembanyama. Get Beal out of there. Please just, like, put him... I mean,
anywhere,
like,
out
actually,
of the East.
Actually, keep Beal on the Wizards.
Yeah, yeah,
you know,
yeah,
can't really hurt
us.
Keep him there. Sign him for life, right? And keep Lillard on the Blazers. Sign him for life.
Yeah,
right?
You don't want them joining.
Pistons, like, they'll be tanking for Wembanyama. Hornets, this is their tank year, obviously for a lot of reasons. Pacers, they're going to be tanking for Wembanyama. Spurs, they will refuse to tank, but they'll secretly be tanking. Jazz, we all know what they're going to do.
Who's your prediction, Cage, for the worst team in the league? We talked about our top four. Who do you think has the best chance at landing the number one overall pick?
I think it's a 50-50 shot, Bucks fans, and here's my teams. Houston Rockets, hands down. But number two is the Charlotte Hornets.
Interesting.
I don't think LaMelo Ball gives a flying F this year because he lost his running mate in Mikal Bridges or Miles Bridges. I forgot which one.
Yeah.
And then the other guy just got a DUI. So, like, they're dropping players left and right. And LaMelo also is supposed to miss this time. Like, LaMelo's had two good years in the NBA. So, to him, what that's translated to is –
I'm
waiting until you offer me my $140 million because I know I'm going to get it regardless. I'm going to sign that, and I'm just going to collect my check because I won at life, you know? And so it's like, I think they're going to tank this year inadvertently. I think they're going to be really bad. You know, the Thunder, they could be in there as well, but Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, great on under the radar player.
Chet is... he's done, right?
Bro, I ain't a Chet believer.
I ain't a Chet either.
Yeah, I mean, like, you know, you look at Chet and you look at Wembanyama, Chet looks like a broke man's Wembanyama.
Yeah, like, yeah. It looks like an Andrew Bogut, you know? Like,
oh, gosh. I mean, like...
who never got his time in the league. I mean, a foot injury is going to be brutal to come back from as a big guy.
Yeah.
It's detrimental.
Well, I mean, he's real thin, man.
I don't know.
You know, like...
that's tough.
It's just...
Bucks fans. I think my prediction, you know, I don't think they're going to send Victor Wembanyama to the Pistons. I just I just don't think they're going
to
do that.
I think they're going to send him to Houston. I think he's going to the Rockets. Like, huge team. Yeah, huge market.
Here is...
international market.
Yep, that's true.
They might send him to Michael Jordan. I don't think they're sending him to OKC or Utah. I think it's going to be Jordan or the Rockets.
That could be.
What if Wembanyama goes to the Spurs? That would be interesting too. You know, like a basketball purist, like Wembanyama going to a basketball pure franchise. Like, that would be cool too.
That would be cool. John Hammond gets him in Orlando. I think something
finally gives up on Mo Bamba.
I think what could be crazy. Here's my outlandish take. The Lakers.
Oh.
If Wembanyama end up in the lottery and somehow
rig it
and get the number one overall
rigged
pick.
Lottery.
It's a rigged lottery.
It's a rigged lottery. You know it. I know it. Everybody knows it. Rigged lottery.
Well, it's like the year we went for Jabari. We couldn't even get the number one overall pick. Bucks fans, remember that season?
They were not going to get the Bucks. They were not going to get the Bucks number one overall pick. They're like, we ain't sending Wiggins to the Bucks. Like,
no. And that's what's so crazy is if you're a team like Milwaukee, you have to take your chances on a guy like Giannis from an Athens. We're here, and if you see these courts, they don't even have nets on these courts.
Yeah.
They're not even unlocked. Most of them are locked.
Most of these courts are gated up, Bucks fans.
Yeah. And so what Giannis has provided for this community is, one, incredible and awesome. And he's just getting started here with his community work. But two, you have to be willing to hit a lottery ticket if you're a franchise like the Bucks. And we still have our guy that everyone is hoping Victor Wembanyama becomes.
It's true. It's not a guarantee he'll be a Giannis.
It's not a guarantee. And that's what we have. And he's entering
certainly
his
is more
prime.
Skilled than any prospect I've seen in as long as I can remember, honestly.
He reminds me of Giannis. That's who he reminds me of. But Giannis has the story. Mm. Giannis has the literal will and determination. Well, and I think...
Well, here's the thing, man.
Pissed him off, you know?
Well, it's like you walk down the streets in Greece and you understand what Giannis came from. And it's like, it ain't all fun and games over here. You know, like, you got to make sure, you got to keep your valuables, like, close to you. Like,
you got
to
handle love. Like, you got to handle rejection, right?
I love Greece. But I'm just saying, like, it's not as safe as some of these other countries. Like, that's the reality. Like, at night, you know, like, they tell you in certain places not to go. Like, our taxi driver literally told me, and he told you something similar. He's like, look, your hotel, go right. Don't go left. Like, don't go that way. And he, like, really made sure he got that point across.
So where are we going, all night,
the
baby.
Point of that is that Giannis came from a tough environment, and that adversity turned him into the champion he is, man, and the hero he is to Ike Bucks and the Bucks community and KJ and Alex. Wembanyama came from France. If he was in AAU ball, corrupted, #corrupted, and that's why he's going to ball on this number two. You know, the number two overall pick, he looks like the real deal too, this guard.
He looks good.
I'm telling you, if you're coming from America, it ain't the same in terms of adversity that these European basketball players face.
No.
You got to freaking be tough. You're playing against grown men. Wembanyama is playing against grown men.
What an interesting fact, Bucks fans. Is besides Ja Morant, who came from a small school, was it a D2?
Murray State.
Was it D2?
No, it was D1, but he like lit up Marquette.
Yeah, you know? Tiny D2 school. Is he at adversity?
Absolutely.
But besides him, it's like Giannis, Doncic, and maybe this guy are probably those top prospects coming out of Europe. So we're so excited to be here in Athens in Greece, spending this time with international Bucks fans. We look forward to a tremendous opening night against the Sixers. Please follow us on Twitter because we're going to be lighting it up. We're going to be posting what we're up to and as well as what the team is up to. Cage, you got any final thoughts?
Yeah, Bucks fans, just want to say we appreciate every single one of you being in this community, whether you're in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, the Midwest, America, Canada, North America, South America. If you're in Greece, send us a message. Let's link up. You know, Europe, Australia, Asia. Like, we see the countries listening in. We see the metrics. It's amazing how diverse and international this, really, this community is. Bucks fans, we have so much love for you. From the bottom of our hearts, all love. We're very excited to get on the road with this journey, this beautiful
Thank
story.
Thank you for being with us.
This beautiful journey that's about to unfold. A journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step, and that single step begins tonight when we take on the Philadelphia 76ers. Let's start the season with a win. Bucks fans, thank you for joining us. We'll talk to you real soon.
You're the deer.
Personal success does not guarantee team success. What leadership comes down to is about understanding, hey, look, as a leader, I know I couldn't do it without you, and you couldn't do it without me.
Yeah, I could see you. Yeah, I could see. Yeah, flying overseas. Yeah, I can sleep. Think I might take the pills just so I can sleep. Yeah, fall into my dreams. Can't wait, I'ma keep coming back. Flying overseas, yeah, I can sleep. Think I might take the pills just so I can sleep. Yeah, fall into my dreams, kill me, I'ma keep coming back. Oh yeah, oh yeah. Yeah, I can see you, yeah, I can see. Yeah, flying overseas, yeah, I can sleep. Think I might take the pills just so I can sleep. Yeah, fall into my dreams, kill me, I'ma keep coming back. Oh yeah, oh yeah.